And the second principle is to ask someone who can give it to you. There's an old proverb that says, don't ask a naked man to give you the shirt off his back. And the reason for that is he doesn't have one to give you. So before you ask someone for something, make an assessment of whether or not they're able to give it to you. If you're looking for people to invest money in your project, you have to ask them if they're in a position to make an investment before you spend an hour sharing your business plan with them. I can't tell you how many people send me business proposals not realizing that all my money is tied up in my own projects. And so they've wasted a lot of energy where they could have called and said, hey, are you interested in receiving proposals for business investments? If you're asking someone to listen to your problem and help you solve it, make sure they have the emotional maturity and the ability to help you. If you're asking for someone to love you unconditionally, make sure they have the capacity to do that before you demand the impossible of them. Otherwise, you may end up wasting many years of your life pushing someone to give you what you're unable to give. We've all had the experience of asking our parents to say, I love you. And some people, often the fathers, just don't have the capacity inside to do that. There's other ways they express it, but if you keep demanding they do it a certain way, you're going to end up frustrated. Be stupid to ask the receptionist at a major Fortune 100 corporation to make a $100,000 buying decision. It would equally be futile to ask your 3-year-old to always remember to pick up after herself. 3-year-olds just aren't going to do that. Now, one of the things that we often do is we sell to meeting planners. We'll call them on the phone or they call us and say, we'd like to have you for a certain meeting. And we'll start selling. We might spend an hour on the phone with them. And then they say, well, that sounds good, but send me your tape because I have to give it to our committee. They'll make the decision. You've just wasted an hour. What if you said when they first call, are you the one who makes the decision? You're qualifying the client. And if they say, well, no, I'm just calling for my boss. He makes the decision. Then you say, could you set up a conference call for your boss and I to talk? Or if it's a committee for an association, could you next Wednesday set up a conference call for all 5 decision makers so I can talk to all 5 of them at once and they can make a decision? Now we know exactly who's making the decision. We've qualified them, and we're not wasting our time spinning our wheels asking someone who can't do it. The other point is, ask someone whose business it is to know. Very interesting. I was at the San Jose airport, and I had missed the last flight to Los Angeles. And now I was here. I had no place to stay. And so I went to the hotel board that's in the airport, and I started calling all the hotels. Everyone said, no, we're booked. No, we're booked. No, we're booked. And finally, I said, gosh, every hotel seems to be booked. What's the deal here? And they said, well, we have a computer convention going on. There's absolutely no way you're going to get a room. We have thousands and thousands of people here. Now, my first reaction was to kind of get a little depressed and think I'm going to be spending the night on a bench or the floor in the airport. Then I thought, well, if anyone knows where there might be an extra room, who would it be? And I thought it'd be the taxi drivers. So I went out to the taxi stand and I said, they're telling me every hotel in San Jose is booked. Do you know any place? I mean, even if we have to drive a half hour, I want to sleep in a bed tonight. He says, oh, I can get you a place. And he calls over there. He says, they got 2 rooms left. Now, this place was a pretty much of a flea bag hotel, but it had a shower, it had a bed, had a TV set. All I wanted was a shower and a bed. I went to bed. I got up the next morning, caught the first flight to Los Angeles. So don't give up. Start asking yourself, well, if there was a room available, who would know?
What I want to do is talk to you about ask people who are qualified and motivated to help. Now, I have promised my daughters that I would show them all of America and all 7 continents before they graduate high school. And one of the places everybody should go if you're an American is Washington, D.C. You got to go to the Capitol. And if you can go to the Capitol at the best time of year, you want to go in the spring, as far as I'm concerned, when the cherry blossoms are in bloom. Now, if you want to have the insider's insider tour, you can obviously hire a tour guide or go in a tour bus. But I want to give you a secret that you wouldn't know, and I didn't know until we got in this great book business, and that is who you want to go with is a book or author escort person. These people aren't very expensive. They get about $100 a day, but they know everyone. They know everything. And what happens is they usually have 20 or 30 of the author's books that are signed, and that greases the palm better than the Ritz-Carlton concierge. And that person can get you behind the scenes. They can get you in the back door of the Library of Congress. They can get you in the Capitol. They can get you in tours that have been sold out at the Smithsonian for weeks in advance. What I'm saying is there's always somebody that is more qualified. What I like to think of it is that they're sort of a 4-star general, and they just know everyone. Everyone knows them. And at least in Washington, it's sort of a back-padding system where everybody's friends with everybody. So it just works.